welcome to our new members. Today's scripture reading is from Acts 17, verses 22 through 31. This passage is from Paul's sermon at Athens, where he shares about God being the creator of all things. Then Paul stood in front of the Areopagus and said, "Athenians, I see how extremely religious you are in every way. For as I went through the city and looked carefully at the objects of your worship, I found among you an altar with the inscription, 'To an unknown God.' What therefore you worship as unknown, this I proclaim to you: the God who made the world and everything in it, he who is the Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in shrines made by human hands, nor is he served by human hands, as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mortals life and breath and all things. From one ancestor he made all nations to inhabit the whole earth, and he allotted the times of their existence and the boundaries of the places where they would live, so that they would search for God and perhaps grope for him and find him. Though indeed he is not far from each one of us, for in him we live and move and have our being, as even some of your own poets have said, 'For we too are his offspring.' Since we are God's offspring, we ought not to think that the deity is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art and imagination of mortals. While God has overlooked the times of human ignorance, now he commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which he will have the world judged in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed. And of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen."
Let me share with you some of the humorous children's letters to God that have been around for many years. "Dear God, instead of letting people die and having to make new ones, why don't you just keep the ones you have?" Jane. "Dear God, maybe Cain and Abel would not kill each other so much if they had their own rooms. It works with my brother, Larry." "Dear God, if you watch me in church on Sunday, I will show you my new shoes." Mickey. "Dear God, are you really invisible or is it just a trick?" Lucy. "Dear God, thank you for the baby brother, but what I prayed for was a puppy." Joyce. There are many more, but we get the picture. We all grew up with our own thinking and wishing of who God was to us. Everyone has his or her own understanding of who God is and how God works in their lives, in our own lives. Who is God to you? Right now. Your answer can be different from person to person, and that's normal. Everyone's experience can be unique and different in many ways. But no matter how people see God, God is God, who created heaven and earth in the beginning. I'm sure that today, each and every one of you have a mature and sound Christian faith in God as Faithful United Methodist. It was 1979 when I was a college freshman in Seoul Methodist University in Seoul, Korea. Some theology professors at the graduate school were also teaching undergraduate students. One of the required courses was Theology 101 for undergraduate students. I was in that class, and one of the required books was Honest to God written by John A.T. Robinson. He passed away in 1983, who was a New Testament scholar and in England and the Anglican bishop of Woolwich. I was a young man with a faith that was still being formulated. My experience of knowing and encountering with God was still limited and immature. Then this book, of course it was a Korean edition, Korean translation version that I read at that time, truly helped me to shape and rebuild my faith in God greatly. It opened my spiritual eyes, changed my paradigm of comprehension, and transformed my belief in God into more mature and enlightened ways. This book was first published in 1963, so it's been 60 years. Yet, amazingly, copies of this book in multiple editions are still being sold on Amazon. Of course, 60 years ago, this book caused a sensation and controversies because it criticized somewhat traditional concept of God. However, today and today's intelligent and thoughtful Christians, the book makes sense totally. In the book, the author introduced three key theologians, Paul Tillich, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, and Rudolf Bultmann. If you are interested in studying theology, meaning study of God, I highly recommend you start reading this book, Honest to God. One of the examples from the book is that God is not up there in the sky or space somewhere. Rather, God is the ground of our being. God is the creator of the universe, yet God is personal God, like your loving parent who desires to have a relationship with you. Moreover, if I can paraphrase, God is not some kind of a vending machine. When you insert a coin into the vending machine, you would expect a soda pop can to appear, right? Boom. In the same way, when you pray, you would expect an answer instantly. No, God is not working like that. Trusting in God and having faith in God is, after all about your relationship with God, who loves you always. This morning, we are beginning to explore the very first part of the Apostles' Creed. Let us confess the first part together. Together, ready, go. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. It's a short and simple statement, yet very profound confession of faith in God, the creator of the universe. My sermon this morning, which is short, is about God. And I am confident that 100% of you believe in God. I'm not going to ask you, but everybody believes in God. You are here because you believe in God, right? Of course, God created everything, including heaven and earth, all the galaxies, yes, the whole universe. However, the most important thing for you about God is that God created you. And God loves you so much. God loves you as if you are the only one person in the whole world. God was shown with many names throughout the Bible, of course, such as creator, life giver, sustainer, comforter, healer, deliverer, help, provider, and so on. This morning's scripture reading from Acts is about Paul's powerful sermon at Athens, one of the cities Apostle Paul visited during his second missionary journey. As you know, Athens is the capital city and largest city of Greece. Even in Paul's time, ancient Athens was a center for the art, education, and philosophy. The people there were bright, educated, and enlightened, and they seemed to enjoy their society, culture, and religions. However, just as this morning's Acts passage, when Paul visited Athens, Paul realizes that the Athenians, extremely religious, but that they do not know what they believe in. So Paul, in his sermon or speech, he points out what the people are missing in verses 22 and 23. Athenians, I see how extremely religious you are in every way. For as I went through the city and looked carefully at the object of your worship, I found among them an altar with the inscription, "To an unknown God." What therefore you worship as unknown, this I proclaim to you. Yes, they appear to be religious, all right, that's good, but they worship an unknown God. They don't know whom they worship. That's not good. So Apostle Paul proclaims in verses 24 and 25, the God who made the world and everything in it, he who is Lord in heaven and earth, does not live in shrines made by human hands, nor is he served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives all mortals life and breath and all things. Yes, not only this part, but also his entire sermon, Apostle Paul proclaims God as the creator of all things, as the life giver to all creatures, and as Lord over all nations. That's why our confession through the Apostles' Creed helps us to remember and affirm our faith in God. Let's say one more time. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. My brothers and sisters in Christ, in the book Creed, the author Adam Hamilton emphasizes the three best responses to our living God: praise, gratitude, and worship. And I'd like to close my sermon with an excerpt from the book Creed. Quote, each day is a gift. Each good experience is a blessing. In an ultimate sense, everything good in life is an act of God's grace. Faith in God leads to humility, but it also leads us to gratitude, unquote. Thanks be to God. Amen.